Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and I'm here with Alex Rushdie. He's the CEO of 13AM Games. You might know him from creating Runbo, and he has a new game out. It's called Double Cross. And before we get into that, I'd like to ask, how did you get started into the gaming industry? Just give me a brief history about 13AM Games.
Sure. So I actually used to work in film and video production years and years ago, and I didn't really like it. So I decided to go to school in Toronto at a place called George Brown College. And that's where I met the other members of 13AM Games, the initial founding team. We all met in this program. There's a post-grad design program. And we game jammed a game called Runbo. People really liked it, so we decided to incorporate and make it. We sent a copy to Nintendo to see what they thought. They loved it. And they, you know, helped us kind of get it on Wii U and do all that stuff. And the rest is kind of history.
Awesome. Yeah. And I bought Runbo. I played it. It's a great game. Going into Double Cross, did you bring... Well, first of all, tell us about Double Cross.
Sure, yeah. So Double Cross is our new game. It's coming up for Switch and PC. It's, you know, one half action platformer and one half kind of LucasArts-style mystery adventure game. And it's set in a pretty weird world, right? So you're... Zara Sinclair, agent of Rift, and Rift is an organization that regulates and monitors interdimensional travel. So one day Rift is attacked, and now it's your job as their top agent to go to different dimensions, collect clues, and kind of solve the mystery of who attacked Rift and why.
Okay, and I played through it, and it's an action platformer. I kind of feel a little Mega Man in there. Mm-hmm. You also said it's a LucasArts type of game. Maybe you can tell us like what games kind of inspired the creation of Double Cross.
So I think some of the inspirations that we have, I mean, on the action side of things, Mischief Makers was a big one. Dynamite Heady, you know, Ristar, those are a lot of games, because it's got this cool kind of grappling mechanic where you can grab things and pull them towards you and throw them, and you can kind of use it as a grappling hook. And then on the other side, you know, Monkey Island is a big inspiration there, Sam & Max. You know, kind of those classic adventure games. We just wanted to figure out a way to marry those two game styles together.
Gotcha. And with the fact that you created Runbo prior to Double Cross, is there any cross between...
is there any Double Cross between them?
The two games, yeah. Yes.
A little bit. I mean, we learned a lot making Runbo, and Runbo does have its single-player portion, right? It has the adventure mode and the behemoth. So we did learn a lot about level design, and we kind of applied that learning to Double Cross. But it's like, it's built from the ground up. It doesn't have any Runbo code in it.
Gotcha.
You can definitely, there's some attacks that are a little kind of inspired by some of the Runbo stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And do you have an idea of a release date?
This year for sure.
We're still early. Announced it,
so. We just announced it. It's still pretty early, but we're hoping to get out this year. You know, not too far away. Hopefully quarter three. So yeah, keep an eye out on it. We, you know, follow us on Twitter, and we'll make the announcement and make sure everyone knows.
And how long have you been working on it prior to the announcement?
Since about, I want to say last August. We spent like full time.
Okay, yeah, that sounds pretty quick for a game that sounds almost finished.
We spent a lot of time iterating on the mechanic, and then once we kind of nailed that down, we got everyone in there churning and burning, so yeah.
Okay, and what do you feel is the most important thing to get correct in a video game?
So, that's a loaded question. So I think, I think that... You know, at least one of the most important things is if you can make your main mechanic, whatever it is you're trying to do, if you can really make it feel good, if you can make it feel fun, the kind of, you know, level of polish and intuitiveness that you get from something like Tetris, right? You always hear about people who play Tetris and they get addicted. They'll close their eyes at night and they'll see falling Tetris blocks. And that's because they spent so much time just focusing on what made that fun and how to make that good and addicting. So, you know, if you can just make sure that whatever you're making feels good to do, I think you'll be fine.
It's like a fun, like a gaming zone. I used to play Dance Dance Revolution, and I used to see arrows going up the screen when I was going to sleep at night.
And when it comes to fighting games, you know, the feel of pulling off a combo, if that's satisfying and it feels good, then I'm going to be thinking about it all the time.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. Well, that's pretty much all the questions I had. Alex, thank you very much for letting me interview you.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And Double Cross, you said sometime this year, coming to Nintendo Switch and PC.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for listening to Nintendo Seconds, where we put Nintendo first.